When someone takes an Advil or some Prozac, the medicines don't just do their work and disappear. Traces of them are flushed down the drain and end up back in the water supply. The same is true of chemicals used in cosmetics, foods, and household cleaners. The U.S. Geological Survey has classified almost 100 of these common substances as emerging contaminants. And for the first time, the agency has measured their concentrations in streams across the country. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Herb Buxton just arrived in town among a rush of morning train commuters. He's one of the lead scientists on the Geological Survey study, and he's come to Washington to present his agency's findings. Union Station is full of shops and cafes, and it turns out many of the common substances that the agency now calls emerging contaminants.
Well, we're standing in front of the coffee dispenser here at the breakfast shop.
Caffeine is one of the chemicals the agency measured. Traces of the nation's favorite morning pick-me-up were detected in streams from coast to coast. Not a surprise to Buxton. Caffeine products are ubiquitous, and like many chemical compounds, caffeine doesn't break down in the body.
This is a very soluble compound, and we would expect it to move through people and through the wastewater stream and get to streams.
Buxton's team collected samples of stream water in 38 states. They chose test sites close to outlets where treated wastewater is released back into waterways. As Buxton walks through Union Station, he points out caffeine is just one of the 95 everyday substances they found.
As we look around, we see many, many things that we come in contact with, that we use, that we even consume in our day-to-day lives that now we understand do have the potential to enter the environment in trace levels.
At a lunch stand, two aproned women are chopping up ham for chef salads. The survey documented traces of about a dozen antibiotics used widely on hog farms. Heartburn and headache medicines are for sale at the newsstand. The survey found them, too. From a cosmetic shop comes a citrusy scent. Lipsticks, perfumes, and deodorants all contain a common fragrance chemical that also turned up in the stream water samples. It's unclear if any of this poses a threat to human health. Many of the sample sites were close to intakes for tap water. John Balbus is the director of the Center for Risk Science and Public Health at George Washington University.
For most of the chemicals they found, the amounts that they detected were very, very small.
Meaning the trace levels of caffeine won't give the nation a collective buzz, nor will the remains of pain-relieving ibuprofen be enough to dull headaches. In fact, the levels of ibuprofen were so low that
if a person drank a whole 2 liters of this stream water, they would get a total of about 2 micrograms of ibuprofen.
That's about 1/100,000th the strength of a single pill. A tiny, tiny fraction. But Balbus says other drugs cause more concern. For instance, scientists found traces of 15 types of hormones, including those in birth control pills, and about a half dozen different pesticides. The similarity of such chemicals means their aggregate effect might be greater than the effect of each on its own.
There's very little information. This is really the first study that's given us any idea of what the concentrations are in the water. We don't have studies to tell us what the likely effects would be.
What's troubling is that in most cities, these compounds aren't removed before they end up in drinking water. Eric Olson heads up water programs for the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council. He's walking the perimeter of the water treatment plant in Washington. Here, shallow pools of water flow into an institutional red brick structure built a century ago.
The water actually comes in farther north of here near Great Falls, and it's treated here with chlorine and ammonia together in order to try to disinfect it.
Things haven't changed here in decades. Inside, vats of water are filtered through sand. It's a system still used by many cities around the country, but
unfortunately, that's really about 80 or 100-year-old technology, and it doesn't remove most of the contaminants that the report talks about.
The Geological Survey hopes to expand the scope of its testing, a step that could label more everyday substances as emerging contaminants. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.